Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second, the second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third, the center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth, the catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth, the right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dick Donovan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dick Donovan. For the Kansas City Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second, the second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Hadley. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth, the catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hal Smith. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bud Daly. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Bud Daly. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Landis reaches second base with a double. Aparicio moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley hits a pop-up towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Serve. McEnany reaches second base with a double. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McEnany. Maris reaches second base with a double. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Maris moves to third. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly fires over to first and Hadley drops the ball. That's an error on Hadley. Aparicio moves to second. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Aparicio scores. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Athletics, 1. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Tuttle reaches second base with a double. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler fields the ball and throws to Donovan covering. Safe. Tuttle scores. It's 2-1. Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of serve. Smith reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Daly scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Romano for the out. Smith moves to third. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McEnany hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smith scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Dick Donovan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donovan is 0 for 1 in the game. Donovan hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0 for 1 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 1 in the game. House hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Athletics. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 1 in the game. DeMaestri hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Daly moves to second. Bob Shaw now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hadley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Maris strikes out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Athletics. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 4, Athletics, 4. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Grimm now pitching. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw bunts towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. McEnany moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hadley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0 for 2 in the game. House hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats House for the out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0 for 2 in the game. DeMaestri hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shaw fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Landis moves to second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Cux now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Smith moves to second. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. McEnany hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Maris. McEnany reaches second base with a double. Smith scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Bob Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0-for-0 in the game. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hadley scoops it up and throws to first, with Cux covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Boone pinch hits for Johnny Cux. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops it up and throws to first, with Shaw covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Howie Reed now pitching. Harry Chiti now catching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 4-for-4 in the game, with three singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Landis steals second. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Smith is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Kent Hadley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hadley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hadley takes first base on ball 4. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maris strikes out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeMaestri scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 4-for-4 in the game, with two singles and two doubles. he's got two RBIs. McEnany hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti strikes out. One out. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Smith is called out on strikes. Two outs. Preston Ward pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.